How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So today, I'm going to be teaching you a strategy that's going to change the way you achieve your goals in business forever. And in fact, it's actually going to make you far more likely to achieve the goals you set yourself. Because let's be honest, a lot of people will set themselves monthly, quarterly, yearly goals that when they get to the end of the time period, they look at it and go, I didn't achieve that one again. And predominantly, that comes down to one key reason. When you set your goals, you are setting outcome-based goals. And what I mean by this is you're saying, hey, by the end of the quarter, I want to reach 10,000 followers on Instagram. That's an outcome. I want to achieve $10,000 of revenue in my business. That is an outcome. I want to achieve X, Y, Z, an outcome-based goal. And this is where a lot of people fall short. And the reason they fall short is because there's no actions behind the goals that they have set themselves. And this is the key mistake they are making. Setting yourself a goal doesn't mean that you are now on the right path to achieving it. You have to actually implement things, systems, actions in order to make that goal achievable. So writing down that goal doesn't automatically mean you're going to do it. You need somewhat of a plan in order to reach that goal. So today, I'm going to give you that strategy in order to achieve that goal. And it's actually a mindset shift. It's a strategy shift in the sense that I do not want you to be setting yourself an outcome-based goal. When you set up your goals monthly, weekly, quarterly, you name it, whatever you set yourself goals, I want you to set yourself action-based goals. And what I mean by this is when you are setting your goals, you are actually setting yourself a goal that is going to result in action. When you set yourself a goal of, I want to reach 10,000 followers, that is not putting any action into place. It's just saying, hey, I want to get to this point. However, if you were to say, I am going to ensure that I post and create social media content every single day on Instagram, that is setting an action in motion that could help you achieve that 10,000 follower mark. That wasn't there before. It's a roadmap of how you're going to achieve the outcome-based goal. So if you are going to set yourself outcome-based goals, make sure you begin coupling them with action-based goals. Let's go into detail with regards to Instagram a little bit more here, because if you listen to this podcast and you found me on Instagram, you're probably going to have some relation to this. When I first started out on my journey on Instagram, I probably made the mistake of I was setting outcome-based goals. I was saying to myself, hey, I want to achieve this amount of followers. I want to achieve X amount of clients by this point. And it's likely that you're doing the same or have done the same mistake at some point along your journey. And it does hurt, because when you set these outcome-based goals and you get to the point, you get to the time frame that you wanted to achieve that outcome-based goal by, you look at where you are, and if you're not there, you get discouraged. And because you're discouraged, this is where most people will end up quitting, because they've actually found out that the journey is far harder than what they first believed, especially on the follower growth basis or engagement basis on social media in general, not just Instagram. People look at their followers and go, hey, why is this person growing more than I am? Or why has this person managed to achieve X amount of followers, but I am a literal snail's pace in comparison. And you begin comparing yourself to all of these other creators, and that's when you begin to get discouraged. And because you aren't achieving what you expected to achieve in the first place, that is why you quit. But this is simply just a mindset shift. You shouldn't be looking at it from this basis. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to other people's outcomes when you aren't actually putting the same amount of action that they are putting in, because you only see that end product. You only see what they're doing on that surface level. You only see them when they post their content. You only see that follower growth or engagement number increasing. You don't see all the behind the scenes of potentially them reading hours and hours of research and hiring mentors, taking courses, you name it, all of these different things to build up their knowledge base on what they're doing so that they can speed up the process of their growth. And if you're not doing that same input, those same actions, then you have no right to compare yourself to this individual, because ultimately they are doing more work than you are. But if you were this individual that had set yourself action-based goals and you knew the steps you were taking every single day in order to achieve that outcome-based goal at the end of it, that's when you can start to look at yourself, hey, how can I change these actions on a daily basis to ensure that I am receiving the greatest return from what I am putting in? These actions are what allow you to change your strategy, evaluate your strategy, and get it to a point where it is properly optimized. And these action-based goals will get easier. They'll become habits, and you can bring in new actions that streamline and optimize the process. And this is what I've been able to do over time, because I haven't set myself outcome-based goals. Ultimately, I don't care anymore about the number of followers I'm seeing or the engagement I get on my content. Ultimately, there has to be some strategy behind it, of course. Otherwise, if you're not actually evaluating the content, you can't establish what people like and what converts. But I have an end goal, and as long as my content and journey that I'm on helps me achieve that end goal, then I'm heading in the right direction. And I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. I'm just focusing on what I'm doing and the actions that I am taking, because that ultimately is what is most important. Now, the same can go for if you're building an agency or a business. Very early on, so many people focus on the wrong things. They plan, and they never take any action. And then they get to a point and they go, why haven't I got any clients yet? And most of the time it's because they've done no outreach whatsoever. If you want to get clients, you have to start conversations. You have to do outreach. You have to record looms and send them out. You have to do cold calls. You have to Instagram DM, join Facebook groups, build a community, you name it. All of these different client acquisition strategies are what you need to be doing and focusing on. So if you want to build an agency, you need to be setting yourself action-based goals on outreach. I'm going to start 25 new conversations today with potential clients. I am going to send 12 Loom outreaches. I'm going to cold call 20 businesses. These are actions that are going to help you actually build the agency, not create silly little promotional activities that aren't going to have any real return in the long run. Focus on the actions that do truly matter and create and implement these into the goals you set yourself, because that's going to streamline and really elevate the process and help you achieve the outcome-based goals that you were originally setting yourself. And that is how action-based goals are going to change your business, your social media marketing journey, your entrepreneurial journey forever. Trust me, it's a huge, huge benefit that I suggest you all begin implementing. Oh, and before I forget, I did just want to mention that I've made my complete guide to success on Instagram ebook completely free. Now, I'm probably making a huge mistake here by doing this, because this isn't like any other free resource that people give out. It's 83 pages long. It covers 12 topics. It took me over a month to write, and I'm charging absolutely nothing for it. And I'm going to say, I do genuinely believe that this will be one of the best free resources, if not the best free resource, you will ever have the chance to get your hands on. Nobody else will give you this much information for free. But for some reason, I don't know why, I'm deciding to do it. So What are you waiting for? Head to the show notes below and you'll find the link to where you can find it. Click download and enjoy. Do it. It's free. Literally nothing is free nowadays. So enjoy, have a read, and I hope it provides you with some value. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive, I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in and I will see you in the next one.